Welcome to episode 35 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user on a mission to help you navigate the depths of Snowflake's features and capabilities. Today, we're diving into role hierarchy and privilege inheritance, a foundational concept that's crucial for managing security and access within Snowflake. Let's break down what role hierarchy is all about. In Snowflake, roles are a way of defining what action a user or a group of users can perform. Think of it as a set of permissions or privileges. The beauty of Snowflake lies in its ability to assign these roles hierarchically, meaning you can organize roles in a parent-child relationship. Why is this important? Because it simplifies permission management and enforces security principles. For instance, a parent role can inherit privileges to its child roles, eliminating the need to assign permissions individually to each user. This not only streamlines the administration process, but also ensures consistency in access control. Diving deeper, let's talk about privilege inheritance. In the role hierarchy, child roles automatically inherit all the privileges of their parent roles. This is a powerful feature that allows for efficient and secure delegation of access rights. However, it's important to note that this inheritance is unidirectional, meaning child roles cannot grant privileges back to the parent role or to other child roles in the hierarchy. Now, let's discuss some key concepts and terms within role hierarchy and privilege inheritance. 1. The root role, the highest level in the role hierarchy, usually reserved for system administrators. It has the ultimate authority and can delegate privileges down the hierarchy. 2. Custom roles. These are the roles that you create to match the specific needs of your organization. You can arrange them hierarchically under the root role or under other custom roles. 3. Ownership. In Snowflake, objects such as schemas, tables, and views have owners, usually a role. Ownership comes with full privileges, including the ability to grant access to other roles. It's vital to understand who the owner of an object is, as it dictates the flow of privileges down the hierarchy. 4. Best practices. To ensure a secure and efficient role hierarchy, it's crucial to have a clear structure and to understand the implications of privilege inheritance. Regularly review and update your role configurations to keep up with changes in your organization's structure and access needs. Understanding role hierarchy and privilege inheritance is key to mastering Snowflake security. This knowledge will be instrumental in not only passing your SnowPro Core certification exam, but also in securing your Snowflake environment. I hope this episode has shed light on the importance and mechanics of role hierarchy and privilege inheritance in Snowflake. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Remember, your journey to becoming a SnowPro starts here with us at BrightFlux. Good luck with your certification and see you in the next episode.